Hello, crazy people who listen to me talking on YouTube. It's like literally talking. I'm just having a conversation with myself, and then there are people who come and view the video. So it always blows my mind whenever that number is me plus someone else. So even if it's just one more person who's watching this, I'm always like, wow, people are actually watching this stuff. This is not bad. Okay, so I usually talk about photography and blogging, and something interesting happened recently, and I'm going to read it. This was written by Jennifer Lawrence, who's a Hollywood actor, and it's about the wage gap between what women get paid and what men get paid, etc., etc. Now, I'm just gonna, it's like presenting two points of view. I'm not gonna read all of it. But okay, this bit. This is what Jennifer Lawrence writes. It's hard for me to speak about my experience as a working woman because I can safely say my problems aren't exactly relatable. When the Sony hack happened and I found out how much less I was being paid than the lucky people with dicks, I didn't get mad at Sony. I got mad at myself. I failed as a negotiator because I gave up early. I didn't want to keep fighting over millions of dollars that, frankly, due to two franchises, I don't need. In brackets, I told you it wasn't relatable. Don't hate me. But if I'm honest with myself, I would be lying if I didn't say there was an element of wanting to be liked that influenced my decision to close the deal without a real fight. I didn't want to seem difficult or spoiled. At the time, that seemed like a fine idea until I saw the payroll on the internet and realized every man I was working with definitely didn't worry about being difficult or spoiled. This could be a young person thing, it could be a personality thing, I'm sure it's both. But this is an element of my personality that I've been working against for years. And based on the statistics, I don't think I'm the only woman with this issue. Are we socially conditioned to behave this way? We've only been able to vote for what, 90 years? I'm seriously asking. My phone is on the counter and I'm on the couch, so calculator is obviously out of the question. Could there still be a lingering habit of trying to express our opinions in a certain way that doesn't offend or scare men? Okay. Oh, there's another line from it that I really like, and I tweeted it also. I'm over trying to find the adorable way to state my opinion and still be likable. Fuck that. I wanted to read this out because when I did the first video about the blogging thing and my blogger shouldn't charge 5,000 rupees and it should be more than that, or we should value our services more, I had offered that if someone wanted to talk to me or they had questions on how I worked and what my experience was, they could write to me. I have received exactly how many emails have I received for that? I've received about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have received 8 emails, okay, from other bloggers who have questions and who were brave enough to write, because I know it's not easy to write to someone you don't know and ask them for help. They're all women, by the way. I think I don't know. I have never really thought about this until I read about it on the internet that women get paid less than men do. I'm not doubting the statistics. If someone's done a study, I'm sure it's, there's a valid thing behind it. But then there's another thing that I look at it is that there's a UFC fighter, like the UFC fighter, Ronda Rousey. She is the undefeated champ right now, and she has this point of view where, in a recent interview, a journalist asked her in a press conference what she thought about this gender wage gap and pay differential. And what she said, I don't remember exactly, but was on the lines of, you don't get paid because of your gender or your genitals. You get paid based on how much money you are bringing in for the client. And I agree with that. If I don't care if, if there's a guy, for example, there's a guy photographer, okay? And if he's getting paid more than what I'm getting paid for, well, I would, and if I found that out, and I would look for reasons why that is so. And I don't know, and at least in India, maybe in all probability, especially if when it comes to independent contractors, I don't know about salaries. If that guy has more experience and is doing better work than me and is thus giving more value, providing more value to the brand through his photos, then, well, fair enough. You know, he's getting paid more, great. Similarly, if it was a woman who was, in the same field that I am and she was getting paid more, I'd look at it in a way saying that, hey, maybe she told them that's how much she charges. Maybe she was comfortable asking for what she has calculated her work to be worth. So I don't think it's about, oh, I'm a girl. I've had these interview questions, people have asked me, how is it like being a female photographer, female wedding photographer when I used to shoot weddings? And I'm always like, I didn't really think of it that way. Like, if I was a photographer, a client wanted to hire a photographer. I mean, there are some situations where a client would like to get a female in, where if the bride wants intimate photographs of her while she's dressing up. Although I honestly don't see the problem in having a guy photographer do that too. If you don't trust the photographer, why are you hiring them? Just saying. So there are some issues, in Muslim weddings, for example, they prefer if it's a female who's shooting the female part, where the girl's getting ready and is on that side of the nikah, it's stuff like that. But I never really felt that. I mean, sure, I'm not saying that it was easy. I mean, all the jat weddings that I went to, by the end of the evening, there would be drunk boys coming up to me and saying, "Ha, madam, chalo hamare saath, madam, hamara photo khecho, madam," But that's something that women face everywhere. I wasn't getting paid less because of that. I think I was charging more than my male counterparts. I think I still charge more than my male counterparts in photography, in blogging, I mean, in the kind of stuff that I do. Till about a year ago, there was probably no one else doing what I was doing. Like, I don't even know what to call it. There are younger people who are coming up now who are trying to do it, and I love it. Because it presents this, it shows that there is so much more possibility than, defining yourself as a advertising photographer or a fashion photographer or a wedding photographer. You're a photographer. You should technically be able to photograph anything. And that's what I think. And I slot myself like that. I mean, sure, there are some things that I don't photograph because I really couldn't be arsed. For example, wildlife photography. I currently do not have the patience for it. I've never had the patience for it. I might develop patience and I might try it, but unless it's a client assignment, I'm not interested in going and staking out a wild animal and spending hours and days and months trying to get that one perfect shot. I don't work like that. I'm very like, let's do this now and, things like that. So this thing bothers me that women get paid less and men get paid more. And I'm like, if I am getting value to the client's brand and the client acknowledges that, they'll pay me. They'll pay me based on the value they think I bring to the table. So it's not, I don't think there are, at least in what I do, I don't think I've ever come across anybody who's looked at me and said, or even thought that, oh, hey, she's a girl, we can pay her less. I think also in India, the way girls are brought up is always like, arre, don't raise your voice, arre, be nice, don't, stay within your boundaries. Now, if that has a function to play in how we ask for money, then that's different. If a guy is brash about it and arrogant and doesn't care and like, this is what I charge and, take this or leave and fuck you bitches, and if there's a girl that goes and says, oh, maybe you could give me 5,000 rupees, well, fuck, guess what? You will get 5,000 bucks or even less because that's negotiation tactic. I mean, the other side, they want to spend less money. They want to save money, which might be spent in some other sphere. So if you're going to ask for like, oh, please give me this much money, I want this much money, it's not. They're going to sense that you don't really know what the fuck you're doing. They're going to know that you're not confident about your work or your rates, and well, that's what you're going to get paid. So that's why the whole Ronda Rousey thing, I think, makes sense. I mean, again, some people might say, oh, but you know, you're so successful, and what about people who are just starting out and you have to fight for your wages? Well, everyone has to fight for their wages. Everyone, whether you're a guy or a girl, when you're starting out, it's hard. I've been there. I have been the blogger who did a reply all. I've been the blogger who said, oh, this is how much I charge, and I've given shit away for free. But it's hard because in those days when I started, I don't think anyone in India was blogging in this arena. I mean, there was Malini, and Malini's model is totally different. I mean, look at her. She is so successful. I don't know, maybe we should go and ask her that if she ever felt that, you know, she was getting paid less than a guy. First of all, there's no one else like what Malini does in India that a guy is doing. So you know, there was no one to talk to me, and I couldn't ask anybody. So you decide this is what your effort is worth. You look at the cost of doing business, and then you decide, well, this is what I need to get paid per assignment. And that's what you tell, you know, people who come and ask you how much you charge. So whether you're a girl or a guy, I think this approach works across the board. Yeah, and the reason I wanted to read out the Jennifer Lawrence piece, and you know, I wanted to bring up what Ronda Rousey said, was that one of the emails that I got, one, two of the emails that I got were so bang on with how a lot of girls think about money. So there's this one, I'm not taking any names, and I've asked them if I can, you know, use those one or two lines. Oops, sorry, bell rang. Okay, so I'm going to read out that email. Not the whole email, just a couple of lines. I really liked your video about monetization. Since I'm kind of a newbie in the blogging field, I have a hard time evaluating a proper remuneration for my services. I don't want to be too low because I'm working very hard on each project, but I don't want to be too high and look like I'm full of myself either. This correlation of it's and it's all in your own head, you know. You say, okay, this is what the cost of doing business is coming out to be. This is how much I should be charging. But oh my God, it's too much. Like, what will the client think? Will they think that I'm full of shit? Like, I'm just trying to rip them off? I don't want it to look like I'm trying to rip them off. Let me reduce it. Then there's another email, which again I'm going to read out just one line. I am totally guilty of charging rupees 5,000 for a blog post. Only recently and extremely reluctantly, I raised it to rupees 6,000, and yet I feel fear and guilt each time I send out a mail to a brand. Been there, done that. And this is a constant struggle. I don't think this is anything to do with gender. I mean, this is maybe how Indian, like I said, maybe it's how Indian girls are brought up and how we think about not, you know, stepping out of our boundaries. But fear and guilt when you are telling someone what the price for your effort, work, and services is. What the fuck is that? It's you're not doing someone a favor. You're doing valuable work for someone else. So for that valuable work, you are expecting a monetary compensation. It is a capitalist world. I mean, I would love it if we didn't have money anymore and we could just be, you know, there were no international borders and oh fuck, that would be amazing. But it's not. It is a capitalism-based society. You need money. If you're living in a rented house, your landlord says this is the rent that will be chargeable. Well, do they feel guilty when they ask you? Well, you're not going, if you're not going to take it, someone else is going to take it. It's, why do we feel guilty asking for money? This is especially with independent contractors. Again, I don't have too much experience with the whole salary thing, so I am just not even going to talk about it. But yeah, this whole, oh, I feel, am I being arrogant by asking for so much money? What if they don't hire me? There's always going to be someone cheaper. What if they find that person? Oh God, what if they get it done from someone who's doing it for free? Well, yeah, these are all possibilities, and these are very likely possibilities. So, are you going to now start working for free? Just, I mean, can you imagine your landlord coming in telling you, oh, you know, I heard there are other landlords who are giving away their houses for free. So, I don't want to be in that position. So instead of 25,000, why don't you give me just 10,000? At least I'll get 10,000. Are you fucking kidding me? Do you know anybody who thinks like that? Just, I mean, and it's not this, it, obviously, I suck at analogies. But like, seriously, it's, when you think of it like that, it's quite crazy. So yeah, I mean, I think the problem is, one of the main problems why we feel fear and guilt and think we're being arrogant is, if you don't have a basis for why you are quoting a certain price, which is why it is important for you to know what your cost of doing business is. How much profit are you making? How much of it is going towards your business expenses? If you know that, trust me, you will not feel any fear or any guilt. You know that you can't do an assignment at a particular cost because then you will technically be kind of paying for it. How do you think I pay my rent? It's because of the money that I make doing my photography. I have a roof over my head. If I didn't have a roof over my head and I was homeless and living on the street, I would not have been able to deliver the same quality of services. So there's a correlation there, and you really need to think about, so yeah, the cost of doing business. I mentioned it earlier and I'm going to keep mentioning it. Please Google it, cost of doing business. Lots of people have written about it, and it's super easy to kind of calculate and figure out what you should be charging. And then, yeah, then stick to it. Then stick to it and see and how it evolves year on year and things like that. But I would highly suggest not to think of yourself as, oh, I'm a different gender, so I get paid less, and so I should feel guilty if I want to charge more. And don't look at that. Just understand and figure out what your work is worth. And then charge based on that. That's what I wanted to say today. Thanks for listening. Bye, crazy people.